Zan Rocha Beis. Excuse me. Mitzvah the deal of Banam of Philo Shalish, and I began to the Vincha. Fidanto shall bane over Melanda, Kates and Hoyakota and Tibish, Omer of Beni, Colonel Hina of Vadim, Kamashil Fazo, Okamo Evid Zeb and Mitzvah, Valayla Zeb, Father Son of the Shvaka, Vayotin of Kailis. The Mahoya had bane God of Ophachon, Maldio Mashiro Lenin of Mitzvah, and Isim Shah Savari, the Mashi Ven, I call it Fidanto shall bane. Now, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halachas Aleph Beis, I will quote an other Chayim Lamedo Torah. Shneimar v'limadtem osam et b'neichem v'daber bom. Halacha Beis. Shem Shalom Chayav Lamin is Beno, Kachu Chayav Lamin is Ben Beno, Shanam Bevo Daitam Levanachal Levanai Vanacha. So, in context of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, the Torah says not only Beno, but Ben Beno. There's an additional pasuk to tell us that the Chiyuv is not only for Beno, but the Chiyuv is also for Ben Beno. The Pshut Mishal Dvarim is that by Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, where you only have one pasuk, it's only Bino. But there is no Chiyuv, there's no special din of Ben Bino by Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. But that's what seems to be. Mistimas Hapsukim, Mistimas Devi HaRambam. Again, and by Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's because you have that additional pasuk, which has no analog here, by Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's why, again, in keeping with that, that there is no intimation, ki hu zeh, in the Rambam, that it means the next generation as well. It is true, the beginning of Pasha's bow, But that pasuk notwithstanding, again, that doesn't dislodge, it doesn't deflect what we said until now. So I don't know, maybe the Ramban says on that pasuk, the beginning of Parshas Bo, Bo'oznei Bincha Ben Bincha, it means dafka bat makas arve. And then he quotes a pasuk from Yoel, which also talks about the sipur makas arve to banu v'nei banu. So that's it's a separate din. And accordingly, Chazal didn't see that as shedding light on the mitzvah of the Higadot of the Bincha. Okay, so that's the way that maybe let's try to understand. I'm not sure whether we're on the level of halacha or agoda. Could be the level of halacha, but what the pshat is that by Sipur the Torah does not expand it beyond the Beno to the second generation, Mashen Kain by Talmud Torah. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam has as follows: Mitzvah Se'esi Shal Torah, Sabbat Benisim in the Flo Shenasa Lavasen B'Mitzrayim B'Lel Chamishasa Benisim Shenam Azochus Yom Azeh Sheyitzasim B'Mitzrayim Kama Shenam Azochus Yom Shabbos. So what's the focus of the Sipur? Nisim Nefal Shanasa Lav Osenim. Halacha Beis. When the Rambam has the Ketzad of the Lahodi Alabonin, Im Hayakotan Otibesh Amalad B'ni, Kulanu Hayinu Avonim Kama Shif Chazo, Kama Evid Zeb, Mitzayim, V'alayla Zeb, Pada Osana Kadosh Baruch, V'yotzienu L'cheres. For the Ben Chacham, ואם היה בן גדול וחכם, מודיע על מה שאירע לנו במצרים, בניסים שנעשו לנו. So here already, the Rambam doesn't talk about Lav Hasen, he talks about lanu. Kulanu hayinu avodim b'mitzrayim, this is the band Katan Otipesh, v'alayla zeh poda osanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yotzi einu v'cheiros. Right, it's not avosenu, it's osanu. And that's for the Ben God of Chochem as well. Shinasu lanu, there the contrast is even sharper because it's the Nisim. Rambam's talking about the very same Nisim of Halacha Aleph. And here the Nisim are not depicted as Nasu Vavelsenu, but they're depicted as Nasu Lanu. Which is the Mishnah in Pesachim. V'chol dov v'dor chayv odom zayin vav. V'chol dov v'dor chayv odom laharos es atzmo. Ki ilu hu ba'atzmo yotza ato mishibin imtzayim shenem v'osanu hotzi misham. Agav, the translation of Laharos here, it doesn't mean to show himself. It means to exhibit himself, to act outwardly in such a way, as in let's say by Beriyas Ponim Be'Azara, Liros Ulaheiraos. It's the way a person is seen. So Laharos Zantzma means to exhibit himself. Ve'yifan Azara means to be seen in the Azara. So too, that's what the Laharos Zantzma means here, that the person is supposed to outwardly, again, exhibit, not in the sense of exhibitionism, right? But he should represent himself. He should exhibit himself. And that's what the Rambam then translates, that the way that Laharos manifests is through the Haseba and Dalit Kosos. So what does that mean? Historically, factually, what happened? Historically, factually, the Nisim and the Flos were Nasu Lav Hasen B'Mitzrayim, without, you know, wandering into the mystical realm. So it was Av Hasen who were in Mitzrayim, and we who are on Amsterdam Avenue. Right? So without wandering into mystical realms. So the Nisim. Now, that notwithstanding, the reality is, and therefore the halacha is, that every Jew is supposed to understand and therefore see himself as a direct beneficiary of that. So again, historically, if we're articulating what happened? It's nisim b'nefosh, and that's a lot of saying b'mitzrayim. But sibui yitzias mitzrayim requires that a person understand that we are direct beneficiaries of that. That what happened in yitzias mitzrayim was transformative for us. The millennia, the intervening millennia, notwithstanding, what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim was and remains transformative for us. That's the din of B'chol Dor V'Dor. That's the pasuk of Otzana Hotzi Misham. It's a mitzias and a din. It's both. It's a din that reflects a mitzias. Well, not only that's not how we relate to historical events. I don't know. You study about the Revolutionary War in America. So I don't know that a person. So, and if not for that, I don't know. So maybe we'd live in New Zealand and it would have been better than COVID. I don't know what would have been. I don't know that when you study history, it correctly, understandably, there's certainly no directness. There's no ve'il ha'otzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu zavaseinu Mitzrayim hayu'onu v'aneinu v'nei v'aneinu m'shavodim ha'inu l'faru v'Mitzrayim. That's not true, but that's an indispensable context and thrust of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim that again, what happened? It happened l'avoseinu. It was nasu l'avoseinu, but we are direct beneficiaries of what happened. Hashel asim mohachi v'chora, I don't know if this exhausts the din, it doesn't, but the thrust of the din of higadata levimcha is that the father's chiyuv is to create that connection, to instill that awareness. That Nisei Mitzrayim impacted and impact us directly. That's why the Rambam says, so when a person is telling the Sipur, the definition of the Sipur is, what is the Sipur focus on? Nisim Neflosh, Shanasu Lam Sen B'Mitzrayim. That's the historically accurate formulation. And the Rambam tells us, okay, but that's not with any sense of detachment. That's what it has in Halacha Vav. It's also Nika already in Halacha Dalet. But the father's chiyuv vis-a-vis the ben is to create that bridge. That the ben should not view Nisei Mitzrayim as something significant and impactful in the past, but as something equally significant and impactful for us in the present. And that's why the Rambam shifts, that when you're talking to the Banim, it's Nasu Lanu, that Hayinu, we were Avodim, because it's that understanding that the Father that is central to the father's chiyuv, and that's why you have the shift in the Rambam's lashonos. Hashda sinam hachi, so yitachen, and even that's certainly the case vis-a-vis the ben katan utipesh, who would certainly otherwise feel removed. But even copy of the Ben Gadol v'Chacham, the Rambam also emphasizes the Mashi'ira Lanu, the Nisim Shenasu Lanu, because even vis-a-vis the Ben Gadol v'Chacham, as long as the father has a deeper understanding of how transformative and how impactful Nisei Mitzrayim are for us, So again, that's his chiyuv. The chiyuv is not just to tell elements of the sipur that the banim don't know, but it's to forge this connection that Nisei Mitzrayim is are again impactful and transformative and benefiting us. So Yitochein the din that Sipur is for the Av and not also for Aviyah also reflects this emphasis that the din of Yiganta the Vincha is that everyone should be connected to Mitzrayim. By Talmud Torah, obviously all of Talmud Torah connects to Tanakh and HaSinai, but the point is to teach the content. I mean, obviously, Torah is Mesina. But the content is to teach. Abavos and Zikr. Shaimovs and Medalis. So the Torah says, in terms of transmitting the Masorah of Torah, so one's chiyuv is to transmit not only to the next generation, but to reach two generations into the future through the teaching. The din of Bincha Vasibutis Mitzrayim is, you know, you if you have an appliance, you don't need to. It doesn't plug twice into the wall. You plug it into the wall. It needs one plug to go into the wall. Vigato the Vimcha means that the father is supposed to forge that connection. He's supposed to plug the child into Yetzias Mitzrayim again. That it's Osanu Hotzi Misham. So that's. So every child has that one plug, that one connector, and that's what the defines the din of Yigara to the Vimcha. It's interesting when you look at the psukim. I mean, you could explain this differently, but Lamaisa, it's the diuk is remarkable. Okay, this is the first of the Abba Abanim. Again, first at least in terms of the sequence of the Psukim and Chumash. The second of the psukim of the Kenegel Abba Abanim Divrei Torah, Yud Gimel Ches, V'igata L'Vincha B'Yom Ahu Le'imu Abavu Ozeh Osa Hashem Li B'Tzaisim Mimitzoyim. The third, Yud Gimel Yud Dalit, V'hoye Kish Olucha V'Vincha Mocha Le'imu Ma'azos V'amati Le'v B'Chosik Yer Hatsiyon Hashem Mimitzoyim Yibes Avodim. And the fourth, Yishol Devarim Zayin Chav. Yishol Chavincha Mocha Leimu Ma Edos V'Chuk Amishol Mishitziv Hashem L'Kem Ascha. So, leaving the Ben Rosha aside, and as we discussed in previously in Zayin Beis, so Ramanun Pshat the Ben Rosh is not a din in Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim, which is why he doesn't quote it here in Perek Zayin. So by the Ben Rosh, the Torah says, "Vayikam Be'alechem Benechem." By the other three, twice it's mocha, and twice it's bayom hahu. Both mocha and bayom hahu have a connotation of la'achazman. Yesh mocha la'achazman. Bayom hahu yeshan echad ishmal echad. As history moves on, that bayom hahu was obviously closer and closer, but bayom hahu means loss of level. So right now, in these coming years, the sun doesn't feel, isn't disconnected from Yetzias Mitzrayim. No, but mocha, there's going to be a point in time where enough time has passed between Yetzias Mitzrayim and the time in which people are living, when Yetzias Mitzrayim has receded, Rachmana Litzlan, at least for the young children, it's receded into history. It's not something which is impactful and transformative in the present. Why? Because it's already mocha. It's already bayom hahu. Oh, so that's where your din is to tell the son. Your din to the son is again to close that gap, to bridge and connect them to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even though again on the chronologically on the calendar of world history, it's already been millennia.
I mean, wouldn't it bolster if the grandfather was involved in the secret event? Wouldn't that further bolster the link in the chain, and you could really start tracing back to Abu Seinu?
But it's not so much the chain. It's not the chain as. But by Talmud Torah, it's a chain, and there's Inachanami true. Here it's not the chain. Here it's no. You should know that in terms of the Nisim, you were in Mitzrayim. You need someone to tell them that. It's not feeling connected via Masorah. This is more than feeling connected via Masorah. That Ilo Hotzei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Asav Hasein Mitzrayim Haranu Vaneinu Vnei Vaneinu Shorim Hayinu Mitzrayim. Osanu Hotzi Misham means more than Masorah. Masorah means that I'm connected to Harsinai because there's an unbreakable chain from where we are today back to Harsinai, and that's obviously 1,000,000% true. But this is even more than that. This is saying no, that Nisei Mitzrayim are impactful for you. For purposes of Nisei Mitzrayim, you were there. For purposes of Nisei, historically, we're not talking mysticism. Historically, we weren't there. But for purposes of what the revolution, the repercussions, the transformation which Nisei Mitzrayim brought about, so that's what we're explaining to the child, and that's what we're supposed to know and feel for ourselves, and that's what we're supposed to tell the child. You were there. So that's why, no, you need one, he needs to be told that. Ma'ashen ken enoch hanami, in terms of when it's connecting with the Masar. So that's what the Rav used to say. I think the Girsa that we have printed in the Gemara Kiddushin, the Gemara says that Kol HaMelamed is Ben Ben Otara, is Ma'al Ol HaKosu, Ki L'Kibu Me'har Sinai, Shanama V'Hodaitim L'Vanacha V'Nei V'Nacha, V'Samach La'Yom HaShem Adata. So the Rav used to say, why does the Oz Vahadza, whatever. But in terms of the way that the way we have it printed, so let me say, why does he want to say it by Ben Beno? Why not by Beno? So he used to say because as an act of Masorah, so teaching one's grandson. Obviously, there is a din kedima for one's son. But in terms of an act of Masorah, so teaching Ben Beno has a dimension which teaching Beno doesn't, in that a person is transmitting the Masorah two generations into the future. So that's Masorah. Again, Masorah means I'm here, Har Sinai is there, and I'm being connected to a chain which connects me to Har Sinai. But Tzibutis Mitzrayim is saying no chain. You are the direct beneficiary of what happened, Leil Chamishasa, of the Osan Hotzi Misham, that Haya Anu Vanenu Vanenu Mishabadu Hinnu.
According to Rebbe, then, in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not going to be limited to one son who's underneath bar mitzvah. It's going to be as long as one has a son, as long as the father's still alive, he's always chayav to his son.
You're right. This mahalach has implications for that question as well. Again, the question is, again, so on anicha, that there's no indication that ben beno v'chlal, but if the father's 90 and the son is 70, so is that v'chlal v'higalita? So I think, again, you can come to this conclusion not without a mahalach as well. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's a nafgamina, you know, in that sense of the mahalach. You can definitely come to this conclusion independently. But l'chora, lidvarenu, it potentially does go into gadlus. In that sense, like Mitzvah Salman Torah, but the amount of Muslim is Venechim is clearly not until age 13. It clearly goes beyond age 13. But it goes into Gadlus only calls man that, as it were, the father has more of a connection to Mitzrayim than the son does. Let's say the Rambam's Nisim Shem Nasulon de Moshe Rabbeinu, and the way we explained why Moshe Rabbeinu can only be broached with a ben. So, okay, so the father has that, and the 15-year-old son doesn't, so you're talking that the mitzvah is still there. But Ein Lachanami, this would say that presumably the 90-year-old doesn't have too much to tell the 70-year-old in that sense. The question then that there isn't an age cutoff? I don't think so, because the Pasha says by Hilchos Talmud Torah also, it's going to be a function of when the son has reached a certain level of learning as opposed to a certain chronological age.
Even though the Rambam in Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he connects the pasuk that to Bino Kratom.
Dafka or even?
I mean, the Russian is, I have here, the Abel Katan, Hobby, Chai, Balalam, the Shnemar, the Manitam, I guess not yet, even.
Now, the fact that in Halacha Daled, the Rambam, excuse me, also doesn't speak about Avosenu in terms of the Avdus. He does speak about Avosenu, obviously, in terms of Avodah Zarah, but it's clear that one's not supposed to transpose that onto oneself, right? So he speaks as he does in Halachot Beis, right? That Avadim Hayinu and Nisim Foshana Suwanu. That's so for two reasons. Number one, Halachot Dalit is also a continuation of Halachot Beis, in the sense that the Masnu Vinosim Sayim Bishvach is also the format and the structure of the Vihigalat of the Vimcha. So that's A. I mean, A l'chari is enough, but I think B is independently true. That we also discussed previously how B is the din of masal b'nisa chayim b'shvach in terms of ben and manoach's question. of what the mocha for this is. And in the Torah, the Masal Gnosim Sayim B'Shvach is a din of, which we see by Mikvah Vikurim, which we see by Shashesh Matzah, Mor, Menachem L'Fanacha, is a din of being Zochi Yimei HaRoa or Yimei HaTova. So the whole din of Masal Gnosim Sayim B'Shvach is on the level that it's personalized, on the level that it's nogea to me. So that's why even without the fact that Halacha Dalet is extending Halacha Beis, that here too you would understand the shift from the La'avosenu of Halacha Aleph to the Lanu of Halacha Dalet. Okay, we'll stop here.